Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
活着为耶稣,
Striving to please Him in all that I do.
所有的一切都求他喜悦。
I pray that this is our prayer this morning.
我盼望这是我们今天早上的祷告。
It's not just a song that we sing.
并不是只是一首我们所唱的诗歌。
It's a prayer that we pray.
这是一个我们的祷告。
It's a life that we desire to live.
这是我们所盼望活的生活。
Let's turn to our Bible to Hebrews chapter 12,
让我们来翻,
verse 27.
让我们翻到希伯来书第十二章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27.
希伯来书第十二章二十七节。
This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话,是指明被震动的,就是受造之物都要挪去,使那不被震动的长存。
This morning I'd like to take my topic from this verse.
今天早上我愿意从这一段经节来交通。
And the burden is what will remain.
今早上我的负担就是哪些是长存的。
I think you all remember what happened 10 years ago, September 11.
我想你们都记得在十年前911的事。
And there are certain moments in your life you will never forget.
有些事情在你生活中是你一生不会忘记的。
I remember I was attending a workshop in one of the hotels in medical center.
我记得我当时是在 在医学中心的一个旅馆里面在参加一个小组会议。
We were at the top floor of that hotel.
我们是在那个旅馆的最高层楼。
In the first break of that workshop, I step out to take a break.
那他们在我们有第一个休息的时间我就走出去休息。
And all of a sudden we saw the TV screen showing that smoke came out of one of the towers.
然后我们就突然看见那电视上就显出那个在烟从那个高楼上冒出来。
We gathered there to watch what happened.
我们就聚集在那边来看到底是什么事。
As we were watching, then we saw the second plane came.
那当我们在看的时候，我们就看到第二辆飞机来了。
And slammed into the second tower.
它就撞到第二栋楼。
And we don't know how to interpret that.
我们不知道如何来解释。
And all of a sudden, the whole world seems to stop.
好像在那个时候，整个世界就停止了。
And we never went back to the workshop.
我们就再也没有回到我们那个小组的会议。
And no one can continue what we're trying to do.
因为没有一个人能够再继续我们所要做的事情。
So we were sent home.
所以我们都回家了。
And still trying to sense what's going on.
我们还在那边分析到底是什么事发生了。
I think this event changed America for last decade.
我想这一件事情来改变了美国，在过去这十年来改变了美国。
And for Christians, we need to see what the Lord is trying to show us.
让基督徒也来看见说，来询问说神到底要向我们显明什么事。
And the tower is a symbol of what human being can achieve on this earth.
这两栋楼乃是代表人类所能够达到的。
But that will not remain.
但是那个不会长存。
So this morning, we'd like to consider together what will remain.
今天早上我们愿意一起来思想，就是哪些是会长存的。
Hopefully the Lord will speak to our heart and we will know what will remain.
但愿神 来对我们的心说话，好叫我们真是知道是哪些事情是会长存的。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
让我们来翻到约翰福音第六章。
I'll read verse 5.
我读第五节。
I'm going to read it quickly because we all knew the story.
我很快地读，因为我们都知道这个故事。
Therefore Jesus lifting up his eyes and see that a large crowd was coming to him and said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that this may eat? This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two fish, but what are these for so many people? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed it to those who were seated, likewise also the fish as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciple, Gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets of fragments from the five barley loaves and were left over by those who had eaten.
耶稣举目第五节开始，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼，两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那些那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
We're not going to explain this story this morning.
今天早上我们并不是要来解释这个故事。
And we want to use the story as a backdrop to see what will remain.
我们要用这个故事成为我们的一个背景，让我们看见哪些是会存留的。
There are two verses that can interpret the story.
有两节圣经是能够来解释这个故事的。
First one is John chapter 15 verse 5.
第一个就是约翰福音第十五章第五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5.
约翰福音第十五章第五节。
And that's the verse explained John chapter 6.
这一节圣经就能够来解释约翰福音第六章这个故事。
John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音第十五章第五节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
Philippians 4:13.
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
Another verse to interpret John chapter 6.
这是另外一节圣经来解释约翰福音第六章。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
约翰福音腓立比书第四章第十三节。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
On one hand, apart from me, you can do nothing.
一方面离了我，你们就不能做什么。
On the other hand, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
另外一方面是我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
You put these two verses together, you interpret what happened in John chapter 6.
你把这两节圣经放在一起，你就能够解释在约翰福音第六章里面的故事。
And you also can understand what will remain.
你也能够来明白说哪些是能长存的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.Chapter 29.
让我们来翻到耶利米书第二十九章
，verse 11.
第十一节。
Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
耶利米书第二十九章第十一节。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Jesus has a plan for his disciple.
主耶稣对他的门徒们有一个意念。
He had a plan.
他有一个计划。
This plan is for welfare and not for calamities.
这个计划，这个意念乃是为了赐平安，而不是降灾祸。
And this plan is explained in John chapter 6.
这个意念也就在约翰福音第六章里面解释出来。
And this is the same plan God had for us.
这也是同样的一个意念，是神向着我们所
有的。And this plan will give us a future and a hope.
这就叫我们在末后有指望。
Another translation, a Mandarin, is the hope in the end.
有另外一个翻译，就像我们中文所翻的，就是在末后有指望。
If we follow this plan, in the end, we will have a hope.
若是我们跟随这样子的意念的话，在末后我们就有指望。
If we do not follow this plan, we will not have a hope in the end.
若是我们不这样子跟随的话，我们在末后就没有指望。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3 tells us what happened in the end.
哥林多前书第三章告诉我们在末后是怎样。
Why do we need a hope in the end?
为什么我们在末后需要有指望。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one who is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
One day there will be an evaluation of our life.
有一天我们的生活都要被衡量。
And this evaluation is by fire.
这个衡量乃是借着火。
Therefore if we follow the plan the Lord had for us,
若是我们跟随神向着我们所怀的意念的话，
In that day, we will have a hope.
在那一天我们就有指望。
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
哥林多后书第五章，
further explain this.
再继续的来解释了这件事。
Verse 9,
第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9,
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent,to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
哥林多后书第五章第九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Paul told us how to execute this plan.
保罗告诉我们怎样来实行这样的计划。
Is to be pleasing to him.
就是要得主的喜悦。
So this morning we use these verses to consider together what will remain.
所以今天早上我们就要用这些的圣经节一同来思想，说哪些是长存的。
How can we have hope in the end?
我们怎样能够在末后有指望。
How do we pass that evaluation by fire?
我们怎么样能够经过那个火的试验。
How can we live this life for Jesus?
我们怎么样能够今天为主而活。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, We're thankful this morning we have another opportunity to come before your word.
天父，我们实在感谢你，早上又给我们一个机会能够来到你的话语面前。
Oh, we pray that this is not a time we entertain using our minds.
天父愿意早上这个时候我们并不是用我们的头脑来叫我们喜悦。
We want to come to your word and open our heart.
我们愿意来到你的话语面前，带着个敞开的心。
We want to be honest with you, use your word and with Holy Spirit.
我们愿意向着你的话，向着圣灵，都是真诚的。
So this morning, Holy Spirit can speak to us.
好让圣灵今天早上能够来对我们说话。
We pray for your anointing for a speaker, for translation, and for the hearers.
我们愿意你的恩膏来膏说话的、翻译的和听的。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We read the story about five loaves and two fishes.
我们读刚刚读了这个故事关于五饼二鱼的故事。
And I want to use this as a backdrop to consider what will remain.
我愿意用这个成为一个背景，让我们来看看哪些是长存的。
We know that not everything that we do on this earth will remain.
我们知道并不是每一件事我们今天在世上所做的都会长存。
Not everything we do even for Lord will remain.
那即使那些是我们为神所做的，也不见得都会长存。
So we have to consider what we do will remain.
那我们必须要来思考，我们所做的哪些事是会长存的呢？
And Jesus asked Philip, "What do you do?"
所以耶稣就问菲律比说，你要怎么做呢？
And Philip said, "Well, we need to have 200 denarii, at least 200 denarii."
那菲律就说，我们至少要有20两的银子。
This is what Christianity is today.
这就是我们今天基督教所做的。
The Christianity today is trying to come up with 200 denarii.
今天基督教所做的就是要来想要得到这个20两银子。
So that they can do the work for God.
所以他们能够来为神工作。
Isn't that true?
这是不是真的呢？
When you touch the work that many Christians we're doing today, it is about how can we get 200 denarii.
今天许多基督徒的工作都是说我们怎么样能够得着20两的银子。
There is so much we can do only if we have money.
我们能够做许多的事情只要我们有钱。
Everything starts with fundraising.
每一件事情的开始都是从募款开始。
Because if we have money, we can do so much for the Lord.
因为若是我们有钱的话，我们能够为神做许多的事情。
Only if we have 200 denarii.
只要我们有20两银子。
Then we will be able to do so much, we can feed 5,000.
我们就能够做许多的事情，我们也能够让5,000人吃饱。
This is not God's plan for us.
但是这不是神为着我们的
This is not God's plan for 12 disciples.
这也不是神为着12个门徒们所怀的意念。
If this is God's plan for 12 disciples, He will select 12 wealthy men.
若是神，这个是神为着那个12个门徒们所怀的意念，他就要拣选12个有钱的人。
Why did God select 12 poorest men?
为什么神要拣选12个贫穷的人呢？
They do not have 200 denarii.
他们没有20两银子。
They could never get 200 denarii.
他们没有办法筹到20两银子。
They were so poor.
他们是非常的贫穷。
In John chapter 21.
在约翰福音第21章。
Peter took the disciples to fish.
彼得带着门徒们去打鱼。
Because if you do not fish, they wouldn't have nothing to eat that day.
因为那一天他们若是不去打鱼的话，他们就没有东西可吃。
This is how poor disciples were.
这就是那个门徒们，他们是何等的贫穷。
They have nothing.
他们一无所有。
If they want to eat that morning, they need to go out on fishing.
若是他们那天早上要有早餐的话，他们必须要出去打鱼。
God's plan is not for us to have 200 denarii.
神的计划，神的意念，并不是要我们有20两银子。
And today, Christian work is centered around money.
但是很可惜，今天基督教的一切的工作都是以金钱为中心。
That's not the plan.
这不是神所的计划。
Lord did not plan that way.
神的计划不是如此。
So what is God's plan?
那神的计划是什么呢?
God's plan is centered around the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
神的计划乃是以五个大麦饼和两条鱼为中心。
And NIV say 5 small loaves.
在一个翻译本里面是说五个小饼。
And 2 small fish.
然后说两条小鱼。
This is the plan that God had. He wants to use 5 loaves and 2 fish. He first presented this to Philip. So that Philip could understand, apart from him, we can do nothing. We would not be able to feed 5,000. It is about a month's wage of a person.
因为这二十两银子是大概有八个月的工资。
They could never get that in that day.
他们在那一天是得不着那么多的钱。
So I want Philip to understand a very important principle is to apart from him, we can do nothing.
他要主耶稣要让腓力看见一个非常重要的原则，就是离了主，我们就不能做什么。
Brother and sister,When we read the Bible, oftentimes we just read through it.
弟兄姐妹们，许多时候我们读圣经的时候，我们就这样读过去。
But there are some Bible verses you cannot read through it.
但是有一些的圣经节，你是没有办法就这么读过去。
You have to come and stop at that verse.
你必须要来到那一节前面，然后停下来。
And this is the verse that you cannot just read through it.
这一节经节，也就是一节，你是没有办法就读过去的。
You need to stop at this verse.
你必须要停留在这一节经文上。
And think about and consider this verse.
你必须要来思想，来默想这节经。
And ask the Lord what does it mean to me.
然后问神说这句话是什么意思。
Apart from me, we can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Brother and sister, do you understand this verse?
弟兄姐妹们，你明白这节圣经吗？
I think that the understanding of this verse will increase as you get older.
我想我们对这一节经文的明白是随着我们年岁的增长而会增加。
If anyone has children that's more than 13 years old.
若是你任何人有孩子是有13岁以上的孩子的话。
And you begin to understand What does this mean? Apart from me, you do nothing.
那你就会逐渐开始明白这一节圣经，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If you have a kid that actually can earn salary,
若是你有孩子已经自己赚钱的，
then you further understand what this verse means.
那你就更能够明白这一节经文的意思。
Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
离开了主，我们就不能做什么。
This is the principle.
这个是一个原则。
How we live on this earth.
叫让我们知道怎样如何在世上生活。
Do you know what our major problem is today?
你知道我们今天最重要的问题是什么吗？
Because we do so many things apart from Lord.
因为我们做许许多的事情乃是离开主来做的。
Just concerning raising our children.
就比如说我们养育孩子。
We raise our children.Apart from our Lord.
我们养育孩子是离开主来养育。
Although we did many things.
虽然我们做了许多的事情。
Very few will remain.
但是很少会长存的。
Because apart from him, we can do nothing.
因为离了他，我们就不能做什么。
But God has a plan.
但是神有话，向我们怀着意念。
God has a plan for disciples.
神对着门徒们有一个计划。
God's plan is not for 200 denarii.
他的计划不是二十两银子。
God's hands to get hold of the five loaves and two fish.
神的意念乃是要得着那五饼二鱼。
Because when those five loaves and two fish are in the hands of the Lord.
因为当这五饼二鱼在主的手中的时候。
We can do all things.
那我们就能够做行万事。
We can do all things through who strengthens me.
我们就能够靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
On that day, who actually feed those 5,000?
在那一天是谁真实的来使五千人吃饱呢？
It is the disciples.
是门徒们。
It's the disciples that actually distribute the fish and a loaf to 5,000.
是门徒们他们在那天在分送那些饼和鱼。
But it is God who walks through them.
但是那乃是神借着他们所做的。
It's God who strengthened them.
乃是神来加给他们力量的。
So they achieved something they could not have achieved by themselves.
所以那一天他们就做成了一些事情是靠着他们自己所不能做的。
This is God's plan.
这个是神向我们所怀的意念。
This is God's plan for our life.
这是神在我们生活中所怀的意念。
We are nothing but five loaves and two fish.
我们不过是五饼二鱼。
It's no way we can achieve anything.
我们没有办法做成任何的事情。
We cannot accomplish anything spiritual.
我们没有办法做成任何属灵的事物。
But God has a plan.
但是神有一个计划。
God's plan is to use us to work through us.
神是要来使用我们 然后从借从我们来工作。
If God can work through us,
若是神能够从我们来工作的话
，and that thing that God has achieved will remain.
所以神所要得着的就能够长存。
This is the essence of how to live on this earth.
这个就是我们今天怎么样能够活在世上的一个经历。
And it's also a principle. How do we serve today?
这也是我们今天如何来服侍主的一个原则。
I know many of you, maybe myself included, have this thinking in the past.
我想我们在座的许多人，也包括我的自己，在过去都有这样子的想法。
If I have more time, I will serve the Lord.
若是我有更多的时间，我就能够服侍主。
No, it's not that I don't want to serve the Lord. It's I just don't have time.
并不是我不愿意服侍主，乃是我没有时间。
Because I have too many other burden right now.
因为我现在在我身还有其他许多的负担。
The burden of the work, the burden of the family, the burden of my children. I can't serve.Him at this time.
我有工作的担子，我有家庭的担子，我有孩子的担子，我现在没有办法来服侍他。
You basically is saying that I don't have 200 denarii.
你等于就是说我没有二十两银子。
So I can't feed 5,000.
所以我没有办法让五千人吃饱。
Until I have that 200 denarii, I will serve the Lord.
只等到我有那二十两银子了，我就能够来侍奉。
When I have the 200 denarii, I will come to Wednesday night and pray.
若是我有二十两银子了，我礼拜三晚上一定会来参加祷告聚会。
This is not God's plan.
这个不是神所怀的意念。
This is not God, how God works.
这并不是神工作的方法。
God wants two fish, five loaves.
神乃是要两二鱼，五饼二鱼。
God wants to bless those.Five loaves and two fish.
神要祝福那五饼二鱼。
I have never seen any person who is waiting for 200 denarii and eventually serve the Lord.
从来没有看见有一个人他在等候二十两银子的人，他最终是服侍主的。
The reality is we will never have 200 denarii.
这个是真实说来，我们永远得不着二十两银子。
We will always only have five loaves and two fish.
我们总是只有五饼二鱼。
The truth today and truth tomorrow.
不管今天是真实的，明天也是真实的。
As long as we live on this earth, we only have five loaves and two fish.
只要我们今天活在这世上，我们就只有五饼二鱼。
If we continue to wait for 200 denarii, we will never serve the Lord on this earth.
若是我们一直继续不断地在等候那二十两银子的话，我们永远没有办法服侍主。
Are you waiting for 200 denarii, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，你还在等候那二十两银子吗？
So that you can serve the Lord.
所以你能够来服侍主。
So you can serve the saints.
所以你能够来服侍圣徒
吗？ So you will come to the meeting.
所以你能够来参加聚会吗？
You will come to pray.
能够来参加祷告聚会吗？
If you're still waiting for 200 denarii, you will never do be able to come.
若是你还在等候那二十两银子的话，你就永远没有办法参加任何的服事。
Because that's not the Lord's plan for us.
因为那个不是神向我们所怀的意念。
God wants us to experience that I don't have time.
神要我们经历是说我没有时间。
But I can come to serve.
但是我愿意来到你面前。
Because God bless me.
因为神祝福了我。
He works through me.
因为他从我工作。
He strengthens me.
因为他加给我力量。
So even I have five loaves and two fish, I can serve him.
即使我只有五饼二鱼，我仍然能够来侍奉他。
This is the God's plan.
这个是神所怀的意念。
Only this will remain.
只有这个是长存的。
Do you know that God has planned for you and me?
你知道神向着你我。有所怀的意念吗？
Sometimes we don't remember that.
许多的时候我们不记得这件事。
And Jeremiah said God has planned for us.
耶利米书就告诉我们说神向我们是有怀着意念。
God has thoughts concerning our life.
他为着我们的生活他有思想。
If you can find someone to plan for your future, who will you rather be?
若是你要找一个人能够来替你计划你的将来，你要找谁呢？
And the Lord knows you very, very well.
这主认识你非常的他非常认识你。
He knows your strengths and knows your weakness.
他知道你的优点，也知道你的弱点。
And God knows the futures.
神知道那将来。
Who is in a better position to plan for your future?
是谁能够站在有这样子来为你计划将来呢？
And he has a plan for us already.
他已经向我们有计划。
The earlier we know this, and the better we will be.
我们越早认识这件事情，我们越好。
So that we will not waste our life to live according to our own plan.
这样我们就不会浪费我们的时间来靠着我们自己的计划来生活。
God has a clear plan for Apostle Paul.
神向着使徒保罗有一个非常清楚的计划。
But Paul didn't know.
但是保罗不知道。
And Paul had his own plan.
保罗他有他自己的计划。
But on his way to Damascus that day, his plan changed.
但是在那一天去大马色的路上的时候，他的计划完全改变了。
In the end, Paul said, "I have fought the good fight."
最终，保罗就说：“我已经打了那美好的仗。
”I have finished the course.
我已经跑完当跑的路。
I have kept the faith.
我所信的道，我已经持守。
If we follow God's plan for our life,
若是我们跟随神的在我们的生活中跟随神的计划的话
，we will be saying the same thing as Paul.
我们就能够像保罗一样说这样子的话。
Are you ready to follow your own plan for your life?
你是否宁可来跟随你自己的计划呢
？Apostle Paul is nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish.
保罗不过就是5饼2鱼。
God's plan is to use him to feed millions and billions.
那神的计划乃是使用他来喂养百万的人、千万的人。
Jeremiah said this is for welfare and not for calamity.
耶利米告诉我们说，这是向着我们是怀平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
This is not a welfare calamity on this earth.
难道是这个在今生的这些平安吗
？This is a welfare calamity in eternity.
这个乃是说到将来永远的平安和灾祸。
This is about hope in the end.
这是乃是说到末后的指望。
Young people, I hope that some of you will be gripped by this truth.
年轻人，我希望你们有些人实在被这个真理所抓住。
So there is a hope in the end.
我们在末后是有指望。
This is about the judgment seat of Christ.
这是乃是说到基督的台前。
We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们都要站在基督的台前。
And each one will be evaluated.
我们每一个人都要被试验。
For his deed on this earth.
他照着他在今生地上所做的
according to what we have done
照着我们所做的事
and that day it will be determined whether it is welfare or calamity
到了那一天神就要来决定到底是平安呢还是灾祸
will it be hope or regret
是盼望呢还是懊悔
imagine yourself one day we will come one by one
设想有一天我们一个一个的
Come to the judgment seat of Christ.
来到基督的台前。
You know, it's your turn. You come to the judgment seat of Christ.
是你是轮到你了，你就来到基督的台前。
Then your whole life will be played before you.
你的一生都播放在你的面前。
You see yourself the whole life on this earth.
你就看见你在世上的一生。
And you know, Jesus, the Lamb of God, is watching that with you.
主耶稣这位神的羔羊与你一同来观看
It's looking through everything that you have done in your life
观看你在今生所做的每一件事情
And you want to separate them out
然后他就把他们分开来
This is what you have done according to yourself
这是你照着你自己所做的
This is what you have done according to God
这是你照着神所做的
After we play the whole life.
当这一生都播放过去以后
And all those things you have done by yourself for yourself.
那一切所有你为你自己而做的自己所行的
Will not remain.
都不会存留
It's all gone.
都会过去
Only God have done through you will remain.
只有那些神借着你所做的才会存留
Brother and sister, how much will remain?
弟兄姐妹们，有多少会存留下来
？How much will remain in that day？
到那一天，有多少会存留下来
？Will it be hope for a crown or a regret?
你要有得着冠冕的指望呢，还是懊悔？
I think many of us would say, Lord, please give me one more chance.
也许到，我想我们每一个人到那个时候都会跟主说，主啊，再给我一个机会。
Now I knew.
现在我认识了。
I know this is important.
我知道这是何等的重要。
When I saw my whole life.
当我看见我自己的一生的时候。
There's so few remain.
只有一点点的留下来。
I need to go back.
我需要回去。
I will live again.
我再要过一生。
I will do it differently.
我会用不同的方式来生活。
It's too late, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们，太晚了。
We only have one life.
我们只有一生。
We cannot live again.
我们不能够再活一次。
This is our chance today.
今天就是我们的机会。
If we want to live for Christ, if we want to live for Him, today is the day.
若是我们要为着基督而活，若是我们要为着主而活，乃是今天。
We can't wait.
我们不能够等候。
We have the foundation being laid by Jesus.
我们已经有耶稣基督为我们所立的根基。
We have a whole life to build on top of it.
我们有一生的时间来在上面建造。
If you build according to your own will,
若是你照着你自己的意思来建造的话，
you build with straw and hay and wood.
你不过是用草木禾秸来建造。
If you build according to what God's plan for you.
若是你是照着神所向你所怀的意念来建造的话，
If God has worked through you,
若是神能够从你身上来工作的话，
It's gold and silver.
那就是金银。
Therefore, the gold and silver can endure the final test, which is fire.
这个金和银是能够经过那个火的试验。
The fire test for quality.
这个火乃是试验那个质量。
It's not about quantity.
不是说到它的分量。
It doesn't matter how much we do for the Lord.
不管我们为神所做的有多少。
The fire doesn't care about the quantity.
这个火是不管那个分量的多少。
Fire only look for quality.
这个火只注重一个就是品质。
Anything is not of gold and silver will be burned.
所有那些不是金银的都会被焚烧掉。
Anything ofWood and straw and hay will be burned.
所有那些草木禾秸都会被焚烧。
Doesn't matter how much you have.
不管你所做的有多少。
It will all be burned.
都会被焚烧。
Because it's wood, hay and straw.
因为它们乃是草木禾秸。
When you see the life, the work you have done in all your life will burn away in a second.
在那个光中你就看见你的生活所做的一切都一下就被火焚烧。
You will have a deep regret in your heart.
在那个时候，在你的心中会有很深的懊悔。
You will say, Lord, if I have known this,
你就会对神说，主啊，若是我知道的话，
I will do it differently.
我一定会有不同的态度。
Brother and sister, do not wait until that day.
弟兄姐妹们，不要等到那一天。
Today is our opportunity.
今天就是我们的机会。
The foundation has been laid.
这个根基已经被立了。
God's plan revealed to us.
神已经把他的意念向我们显明。
Told us how do we build.
告诉我们如何来建造。
Let's build with gold and silver.
让我们用金银来建造。
Do not build with wood, hay and straw.
不要用草木禾秸来建造。
On that day, when those people, their work is endured by fire.
到那一天，那些人他们的工作是经过火的试验，能存留的。
They will obtain a crown.
他们就会得到一个冠冕。
You say, well, what's the reason for the crown?
那你就说，那个冠冕的意思什么呢？
I don't need any crown.
我不需要任何的冠冕。
I'm just be happy to be in heaven.
我只要能够到天上，我就很高兴。
I'll be okay.
我就可以了。
I'll enjoy this earth and I just be happy to be there.
我只要在世上享乐，然后能够进天堂就可以了。
Let others to have crowns.
让别人来得着冠冕。
But when you see, what do they do with the crown?
当你看，若是等到当你看见他们这些冠冕的意思的时候。
When those who have crown, they will take their crown, they will crown our Lord Jesus.
当那些那些有冠冕的人，他们要用他们的冠冕来膏我们的主。
When they crown the Lamb.Of God on the throne, you have nothing to do.
到那一天，那些人用他们的冠冕来冠那位坐在宝座上的羔羊的时候，你没有任何的东西来告他。
You stand there.
你就站在那里。
You you see the redemptive work in front of you. You see the lamb that was slain. And you see people crown him with their own crown.
那你看见那些人用他们自己的冠冕来冠我们的主。
But you have nothing.
但是你一无所有。
There's nothing that you can respond to the Lord.
你没有任何的事情能够来回应主。
There's nothing you can give to the Lord.
你没有任何的东西能够来归给主。
This is a calamity.
这个是叫灾祸。
This is the biggest calamity for us Christians.
这对我们基督徒而言是何等大的灾祸。
There's no bigger calamity than this.
没有任何的灾祸比这个更大。
When you see that day, the glory of the Lord.
当在那一天你看见我们主的荣耀。
You see the redemption.
你看见救赎的工作。
You see the recovery.
你看见神的恢复。
You see everyone is giving their crown to the Lord.
你看见每一个人都把他们的冠冕归给主。
But you waste your life on this earth.
但是你却荒废了在世的日子。
And you have no crown to give the Lord.
你没有任何的冠冕能够归给主。
This is calamity.
这个是灾祸。
God has a plan for us, for welfare, not for calamity.
神今天向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
God does not want us to experience that calamity.
神不愿意我们经历那样的灾祸。
So how can God work with us?
所以那神能怎样在我们身上？
How can God work through me?
那神怎样能够在从我身上来工作？
How can I live on this earth?
那我怎样在世上生活呢？
So on that day, I have something to give to the Lord.
好叫那一日我有一些东西能够归给他。
There's something will not be completely burned away.
是那一些不会被烧毁的。
First thing.
第一件事情。
Abide in Him.
住在主里面。
Just like the branch.
就像那个枝子一样。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
离了他，我们就不能做什么。
Therefore, we cannot be apart from him.
所以我们不能够离开他。
We have to abide in the vine.
我们需要住在葡萄树里。
Brother and sister, we are encouraged to read the scripture every day.
弟兄姐妹们，实在盼望我们能够每一天都来读这一节圣经。
It's not because this activity will help us.
并不是这一个工作，能够来帮助我们。
It is because when we read the word, we abide in the vine.
这乃是因为我们来读神的话语，我们就住在他的里面。
When we have fellowship through his word, there's something going on between the vine and the branches.
当我们与他在他的话语里面与他有交通的时候，那在这个葡萄树跟枝子之间就有一些沟通。
We don't read the Bible because it is a ritual.
我们不是读圣经，只是一个仪式而已。
We read the Bible because we want to abide in Him.
我们读圣经乃是愿意，我们要愿意住在他的里面。
We want to get something from the vine.
我们愿意从葡萄树来得着。
We want to get connected with the vine.
我们愿意与葡萄树是连接在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, we should pray unceasingly.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该要不住的祷告。
Oftentimes we only pray when we have problems.
我们许多的时候，只有当我们有困难的时候，我们才祷告。
That's not the only reason. To pray.
这个并不是唯一的原因，让我们祷告。
Prayer is the best way for us to abide in the vine.
祷告是一个最好的方法，叫我们能够住在主里面。
That's the most important reason for us to pray.
这是我们最重要的一个原因，让我们祷告。
So we abide in the vine.
当我们住在葡萄树里的时候。
When the branches abide in the vine.
当枝子是住在葡萄树的时候。
The vine works through the branches.
那这个葡萄树就借着这个枝子来工作。
Because apart from the vine, the branch can do nothing.
因为离开了这葡萄树，枝子就不能做什么。
We encourage all of us to come to the meetings on a regular basis.
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹们都经常的来聚会。
It's not because we want to make sure we have enough people here.
并不是说我们要在这边有许多的人。
It is because this helps us to abide in the vine.
因为这也是能够帮助我们住在葡萄树里。
Oftentimes we are apart from the Lord.
许多时候我们是离开主的。
For many different reasons, we're apart from the Lord.
不管有我们有许许多多的原因，都叫我们离开主。
Maybe some of us here, even today, this morning, we're apart from the Lord.
甚至在座的，也许我们今天早上我们还仍然是离开主。
Even we're sitting in here, we are apart from the Lord.
虽然我们坐在这里，但是我们仍然是离开主。
But we pray the Holy Spirit will speak through us.
我们求圣灵来对我们说话。
To show us that we are really apart from the Lord.
让来看见我们，光照我们，我们是真实的离开。
And explain the dryness in our heart.
这就解释了我们心中的干枯。
We don't understand why we feel so dry.
我们并不明白我们为什么觉得里面那么干枯。
Because you're apart from the vine.
还是因为你是离开了葡萄树。
As the moment you are apart from the vine, you are drying up.
你一旦离开了葡萄树，你就开始枯干了。
So when we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候
，The Lord is in our midst.
主在我们的中间。
Holy Spirit will speak to us.
圣灵就来对我们说话。
Reveal to us our true condition.
把我们真实的光景显明出来。
To see that we are apart from the Lord.
让我们看见我们是离开了主。
And we need to get back.
我们需要回到主的里面。
We need to abide in Him.
我们需要住在主里面。
This is the way. This is the way God works through us.
这就是神从我们工作的一个方法。
The verses in Corinthians is very, very important.
在哥林多书的书信的这段话是非常的重要。
The Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Let's look at it again.
让我们再来看一次。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Here when Paul said at home means in heaven.
在这边保罗说到，当我们是在身内，就表示我们是在天堂。
Absent means on earth.
离开身外就是在世上。
Brother and sister, where is your ambition?
弟兄姐妹们，你的志向是什么？
Where is your ambition today?
你今天的志向是什么？
We all have ambitions.
我们都有志向。
But where is your ambition today?
你今天的志向是什么？
Every one of us has ambitions.
我们每一个人都有志向。
Our ambitions are all different.
我们每一个人的志向都是不同的。
What is your ambition?
那你的志向是什么？
But then I ask you another question.
那我问你另外一个问题。
When we see Jesus in the heaven,
当我们在天上见主的时候，
What will be our ambition that day?
那我们那一天的志向是什么呢？
What do you think our ambition will be when we see Jesus?
你想我们当我们见主的时候，我们的志向会是什么？
I think it's fairly easy.
我想很容易的。
When we all gather in heaven to see the Lord Jesus,
当我们都聚集在天上来，在我们的主面前的时候，
our only ambition is to please Him.
我们唯一的志向就是来讨他的喜悦。
That's the only ambition we all have.
那是我们唯一的志向。
Is to please our Lord Jesus.
就是来讨我们主的喜悦。
Then Paul said in 2 Corinthians that he has the same ambitions.Today,
保罗在哥林多后书这里就告诉我们说，他今天在世上就有同样的志向。
When Paul goes to heaven, he does not have to change his ambition.
当保罗到天上的时候，他不需要来改变他的志向。
Whether it's in heaven or on earth, Paul's ambition is the same.
不管是在天上或是在地上，保罗的志向都是一样的。
Are you going to change your ambition when you see Jesus?
当你见主的时候，你要改变你的志向吗？
If you do, you are not living according to His plan on earth.
若是的话，你就是不是照着他的向你所怀的意念而在世生活。
If we have the same ambition today, we live on this earth, our ambition is to please the Lord.
若是我们有同样的志向，就是我们的在地上生活的志向，就是来讨主的喜悦的话，
We will not have to change that ambition when we go to heaven.
当我们到主那面前的时候，我们就不需要改变我们的志向。
We need to examine ourselves on a daily basis.
我们需要天天来查验我们自己。
What is the basis behind our daily decisions?
我们每一天所做决定的基础是什么呢？
We examine our daily decision in the light of Holy Spirit and to see if the decision is to please ourselves or to please God.
我们需要天天在圣灵的光中来检查我们的自己，我们的所做的决定乃是讨我们自己喜悦呢，还是讨主的喜悦？
This is to live for Christ.
这个就是为主而活。
Is to please Him.
就是讨他的喜悦。
Living for Jesus, that is true. That is true.
活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。
And the way we live for Jesus is to please Him in all that we do.
我们能活着为耶稣的，就是在每一件事情上都讨他的喜悦。
Number three.
第三点。
To be a good steward of God has entrusted to us.
就是为着神所托付我们的，做一个好管家。
In 1 Timothy, there's a verse like that.
在提摩太前书有一段话这么说。
He said, "For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either."
那就是说我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，所以我们也不能带什么去。
Brothers and sisters, we all agree with this, right?
弟兄姐妹们，我们都同意这节圣经。
We brought nothing into this earth.
我们没有带任何的事到什么到这世上。
No one can say otherwise.
没有人能够有其他的说法。
We also cannot take anything out of this earth either.
我们也不能够从这世上带什么带任何东西去。
Oh, people try to.
我们都想要办想要带东西。
But in reality, we cannot.
但是事实上我们没有办法。
When you see Jesus, you cannot bring the houses with you.
当你面见主耶稣的时候，你不能把你的房子带到主面前。
You cannot bring your degree with you.
你不能够把你所得的学位带到主面前。
You cannot bring your bank account with you.
你不能够把你银行的存款带到神面前。
There's nothing you accumulate on this earth you can bring with you.
在这世上你所积存的任何一件东西，你都没有办法带到神面
前。Then you said, why God allow me to accumulate all these things on this earth?
那你就问说，为什么呢？神还让我允许我在世上来积存这一切的事物
？If I cannot take anything out of this earth.
若是我不能够带任何东西跟我去的话。
So what does it mean for me to live on this earth and getting those things?
那我今天活在世上的意义是什么？我这些积存这些东西意义是什么呢
？God used those things to test us.
神用这一些来试验我们。
To see what do we do with what He entrusts to us.
他让我们看见说他所托付我们的，我们是用什么态度来对待
？God entrusts to you the skills, the knowledge, and professional standing.
神把你的才干，把财富，把你专业的这些地位都给了你。
God entrusts this to you.
神把这些都托付给你。
You cannot bring this to Him.
你不能够把这些带给他。
But God wants to use this to test us on earth.
但是神要用这一切来试验我们在世上的时候。
What do we do with those things?
我们怎么样来使用这一切事物
？Do you use those to please God, to glorify Him?
你是用这一切来讨神的喜悦，来把荣耀归给他呢
？Or you use this thing to please yourself and glorify yourself?
还是你用这一切的来讨你自己的喜悦，来叫你自己得尊荣呢
？God, give us a house.
神给我们房子。
God wants to test us.
神要来试验我们。
What do we do with our house?
那我们怎样来使用我们的房子
？Do we use the house to please Him, to glorify Him?
我们是否用我们的房子来讨他的喜悦，来把荣耀归给他
？Or we use the house to please ourselves and glorify ourselves?
还是我们用我们的房子来讨我们自己的喜悦，叫我们自己得到尊荣呢
？God give us money.
神给我们金钱。
God wants to see what do we do with that money.
神要我们来试验我们怎样来使用这些金钱。
We are only a steward.
我们不过是一个管家。
So the master wants to test us.
所以这个主人要来试验我们。
This is so clearly written in the Bible.
这个是在圣经里面明明的告诉我们。
What do we do with those money?
那我们怎样来使用金钱呢？
Do we use those money to glorify God, to please God?
我们是否用这些金钱来讨神的喜悦，来把荣耀归给他呢？
Or we use the money to please ourselves and glorify ourselves?
还是我们用使用这些金钱来讨我们自己的喜悦，
God,
来给我们自己尊荣？
God give us children.
神给我们孩子们。
God wants to see what do we do with them.
神要让我们来看，神要来看我们怎样来对待我们的孩子。
Do we raise them to please God?
我们是否养育我们的孩子来讨神的喜悦呢？
Or we raise them to please ourselves?
还是我们养育我们的孩子来讨我们自己的喜悦？
God also give us trials and tribulation on this earth.
神也在这个世上也给我们试探和苦难。
God wants to test us.To see what do we do with those?
神要试验我们，叫我们看见在这其中我们怎样行。
When our life goes through the trial, are we glorifying the Lord?
当我们的生活经过这些苦难的时候，我们是否来荣耀神呢？
Do we bring glory to God during trials and tribulations?
我们是否在试探和苦难当中把荣耀归给神呢？
Or we bring complaint to our God?
还是我们就是把埋怨带到神面前？
Are we a good steward?
我们是否是好的管家？
So how do we live on this earth?
那我们如何在这世上生活？
We need to abide in our Lord.
我们必须要住在我们的主里面。
Abide in the vine.
我们必须要住在葡萄树里。
We need to stay connected with our Lord.
我们必须要与我们的主有连接。
We need to know what our ambition is.
我们必须要知道我们的志向是什么。
Our ambition on this earth should be the same ambition.We will have in heaven.
我们在世上今天的志向要与我们将来在天上的志向是一样的。
Our ambition should be to please our Lord.
我们的志向就是来讨主的喜悦。
And we need to know to be a good steward on this earth.
我们必须在世上是一个好的管家。
God has given us so many things.
神给了我们许许多多的东西。
We're only a steward.
我们不过是一个管家。
What do we do with those things?
我们对这些事物的态度是什么？
Are we use them to please ourselves?
我们是否使用这些东西来讨自己的喜悦？
Or we use that to glorify God.
还是我们使用这些来讨神的喜，叫神把荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters, we have only one life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们只有一生。
There's no second time.
没有第二次。
We have only one life.
我们只有一生。
And God has a plan for us.
神向着我们有他所怀的意念。
We need to understand this plan.
我们必须要来明白他向着我们所怀的。
It's not about getting 200 denarii.
并不是来得到20两的银子。
God's plan is for us, like 5 loaves and 2 fish, to be in His hands.
神向我们所怀的意念，乃是把那五饼像那个五饼二鱼一样交在他的手里。
And this is God's plan.
这个是神向我们所怀的意念。
If we live our life according to His plan,
若是我们生活是照着他的意念而行，
the plan will bring welfare in the judgment seat of Christ.
那这个就会在基督台前为我们带来平安。
On the other hand, if we live according to ourselves,
若不然我们是为了自己而活的话，
we will see calamity in the judgment of Christ.
那我们在基督的台前，我们就要看见灾祸。
David said, What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?
大卫说，我当怎样向神报恩呢？
We should live this life on earth for him.
我们需要在这世上为他而活。
And we should have this ambition on earth to be pleasing to him.
我们在世上的志向就是要来讨神的喜悦。
This will remain forever.
这个就有长存的价值。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。